Officials estimate about half of Oklahoma's rural and mid-sized hospitals are at risk of closing, as more traditionally Republican-led states with vast rural areas consider Medicaid expansion. Supporters in Oklahoma say it's the best solution to make sure rural hospitals survive. State Impact's Jackie 48 reports.
Next week, voters in three states that all went for Donald Trump in 2016 will decide whether or not to expand Medicaid.
Voters in the Cornhusker state will see if they
can do whether to expand Medicaid and provide health care to thousands of Idahoans.
Proposition 3, which would expand Medicaid to more low-income Utahns.
Nebraska, Idaho, and Utah have seen a big change in attitude toward a central tenet of the Affordable Care Act, which was embraced by Democrats and largely derided by Republicans, including Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. Here she is in 2012 speaking about her decision to decline the federal funds that would have expanded Medicaid.
And also will in fact decrease the quality of health care across the United States while contributing to our nation's growing deficit and debt crisis.
Fast forward 5 years and 33 states in Washington, D.C. have expanded Medicaid. Patty Davis is the director of the Oklahoma Hospital Association.
Because other states have found a way to accept these federal funds, they're moving forward. Their hospitals are in better shape than Oklahoma because of it.
Oklahoma's rural hospitals are in trouble. Four have closed in the past 8 years, and the group estimates that half of rural to mid-sized hospitals in the state are in danger of closing. Paul's Valley Regional Medical Center grabbed headlines for its closure just last month.
You've got Medicare cuts, then you've got a decision not to expand Medicaid, then you've got state budget cuts.
With the federal government covering at least 90% of the cost, expansion proponents like Davis argue Oklahoma and other states are leaving tax dollars on the table that their own citizens send to Washington.
The money coming from the federal government that we're all paying into has just become very political.
Oklahoma has the second highest uninsured rate in the nation, and that's a major financial strain on hospitals. Joan Alker, a researcher at Georgetown University who studies health policy, says it's even higher in our rural areas.
We found that 38%, that's almost 4 in 10, uninsured low-income adults would benefit from the Medicaid expansion in Oklahoma.
Rural places tend to be poorer, have higher rates of unemployment and disability. Those are all factors linked to Medicaid eligibility.
You know, when there's that many uninsured folks, exposes them to medical debt and bankruptcy, and it also exposes the hospitals and clinics and other providers that see them to a lot of bad debt.
The effect of Medicaid expansion on hospital survival is dramatic. University of Colorado professor Richard Lindruth found that the probability that a hospital would close was reduced by more than 81% if a state expanded Medicaid.
We controlled for things like unemployment rate, median income, and also hospital characteristics to see if the increased probability of closure in states that did not expand Medicaid remained, and it did.
Rural residents are worried about their local hospitals, and they're paying attention. At a recent forum sponsored by Together Oklahoma and Oklahoma Watch in Lawton, all of the candidates, both Republican and Democrat, supported Medicaid expansion. Even the moderator was surprised.
I don't think I've had a panel where everyone seemed to be in favor of it, but...
About 250,000 people would have access to health insurance if Medicaid were expanded in Oklahoma, but it comes with an estimated $100 million price tag. That's something critics say the state can't afford. Patty Davis, director of the Oklahoma Hospital Association, says another option is better funding for Insure Oklahoma. It's a state and federal program that subsidizes the cost of health insurance for low-income workers.
If we accepted federal funds and put them in Insure Oklahoma, they would qualify for a subsidy to help purchase their premium, and then it would be affordable to them.
Another change to Medicaid may soon be on the horizon. This fall, the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority will apply for a federal waiver to implement work requirements for people already on Medicaid. If it's granted, Oklahoma would be the only non-expansion state to have those work requirements. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Jackie's health reporting on our website, kgou.org.